And that was our Bud Light story of the game. Merle Reese, Mike Quick. We welcome you to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, with the Hall of Famer, Brian Westbrook. And the Eagles just take care of business again. Soggy conditions, wasn't particularly artistic. Yeah. Carson Wentz was only average, but a 23-point win.
The offense didn't get it clicking early. And there were times when we, even in our Super Bowl season, offensively, we just didn't have it. The good thing is that we had a defense that had the ability to step up and win the game for us. Our special teams certainly had the ability to step up and win the game for us. And this team is great because offensively, they can win the games. Defensively, they can win the games. And special teams-wise, they can do it as well. That's what makes teams special. All three phases have to be able to contribute. We've seen this with this football team.
Yeah, over and over and over again. 7-1 halfway through this 2017 season. And the Eagles prepare for Denver, the third straight home game. They come into town, the Broncos, on Sunday after playing tonight. Hard game in Kansas City. Might be tired. Can you imagine getting to the bye week at 8-1? Like, I just, as optimistic as we all are here, it really sets you up for a wonderful November and December.
Well, I don't think anyone can honestly say that they saw this coming. But now that we're at this point where we have the potential of being 8-1, you're watching the team continue to develop. They continue to get better every single week. That's why the quarterback, even through his ups and downs, he continues to hold people accountable. They continue to get better on the offensive side. And when you have a defense that gets the ball back to you and a special teams that does their thing, now you have a team that's hard to stop. That's what we have right now.
But within all this, some really interesting things to talk about and some questions and perhaps some concerns as well. We will later look into the defense and the special teams and review some of the big plays from Sunday's game. But right now, let's take a look at the Eagles offense presented by Golden Nugget Jeweler, where Philly gets engaged. And Brian, the Eagles offense, again, really not engaged until late in that first half. We saw San Francisco blitz. We saw Halapolivati Vaitai at left tackle, ups and downs. Yeah. So let's get critical here, because the coaches, you know, they're getting critical with the players. What did you see that perhaps raises concerns?
Well, I think the offensive line as a unit didn't have their best game. There's some things that they did up front with the games. And so what the defenses are trying to do, they're trying to confuse the quarterback as well as the offensive line. And when you have guys that haven't played a lot together, it's easy to confuse those guys. And so you see defenses moving around. Their tackle goes out. Their end comes in. They bring a linebacker. And now the offensive line has to depend on their communication. That's something that can be built. That's something that can get better, because yesterday it wasn't very good. I think Vaitai has to do a better job of punching, which he doesn't do a very good job of right now, and redirecting his feet. If he can get those two things down, I think he'll be a much better player.
Can he get those things down? I mean, we've got a half season to go here. Like, really? I mean, first started left tackle, so we got to give him some slack. But can he become better at punching? Can he work the feet better? Can he get that nasty attitude?
Well, it comes to what you're going to do in practice. You see yourself on film. You see the things that you're doing. You see the things that you need to work on. Can you direct those things in practice? Are your coaches willing to invest the time? Now, the coaches, they want to invest the time. I think the players want to invest the time. Now it's how much can you get better in a week? I'm not so sure that he'll get to that optimal level, but he can improve. They can put him in better situations as far as the offensive play calls and things like that. And that way you can hide players. And that's what Doug's job is all about.
Quarterback Carson Wentz was mortal on Sunday, 18 of 32. He had two touchdown passes, one interception that led to a Niners touchdown. And, Brian, he does this occasionally, holds the ball, looking for that big play rather than getting rid of it. And as a result, he takes some hits. And we all want to see Carson stay clean.
That's a young quarterback thing. Young quarterbacks usually hold the ball a little bit too long, wait for guys to be wide open. But the good one, like Carson, he's saying, if I hold it a little bit more, I can get this big throw, instead of saying, you know what, I don't want to take this hit. Young quarterback's a young man. He has to learn this lesson. It's not worth the extra hit for him on his body, especially in a game where you have pretty much under control. He has to understand when to hold them and when to fold them. That's a lesson that, for young guys, is very, very critical.
And the run game, you know, not spectacular, yeah. But they did run the football a bit, and Corey Clement got things going a little bit late. But, again, just kind of an okay performance from the offense.
Well, the run game will never go anywhere if your offensive line does not reestablish the line of scrimmage. What we're seeing from our offensive line is a lot of stalemates. They're standing right on the line of scrimmage and not moving anybody, moving the pile either forward. Most of the time, they're getting moved backwards. So it's hard for the running backs. The other thing about the running backs, they need to do a better job of putting their foot in the ground and exploding down the field. Right now, some of the guys are just not doing that.
Okay. And wide receiver-wise, Alshon Jeffrey makes the big play down the field. We see Mac Collins getting more and more involved in the offense. And Zach Ertz, again, touchdown in the red zone. Guy's going his way to the Pro Bowl.
Zach has been playing well. Yeah. He's getting in a great position. Doug continues to put him in positions where he can catch the ball and make plays down the football field. Carson loves him. Quarterback's favorite security blanket is always a tight end. He continues to find Zach Ertz.
So a lot of teaching points. I think the coaches will certainly hammer those points home to the players this week as they get ready for a very good Denver Broncos. And that'll do it for our Look at the Eagles offense, Brian. Our Look at the Eagles offense presented by Golden Nugget Jeweler, where Philly gets engaged. The Eagles must be better next week, Brian, against a very tough Denver defense coming to town. We will take a look at the Eagles defense and the special teams a little bit later in the show, but when we return, a look at some of the big plays from Sunday's 33-10 win over the 49ers.